The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds. The most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya. Decorate your gatherings, your mahafil, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. Fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al qiyamah. Allah, Allah, Allah. For indeed the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam, which you recite on me will be nur for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khusham deed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful silsila of the light of guidance and we all know the light of guidance, one of the beautiful silsilas, and light of guidance refers to the beautiful religion of Islam, the universal, wonderful, unique religion, the religion which teaches us how to respect, how to love, not only our elders, rather our elders, our siblings, our parents, our neighbors, and everyone, subhanAllah, the religion which teaches us unity, muhabbat, the religion which teaches us how to always remain intact and remain together. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Before we discuss, let's all make good intentions. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. The more good deeds, the more intentions, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's make some good intentions. Whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will say Jalla Jalaluhu, I will say Ta'ala, I will say Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Whenever I hear the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the name of the Sahaba ikram, I will say Radiyallahu Ta'ala anhu, Radiyallahu Ta'ala anha. If it's a female, when I hear the name of the blessed awliya ikram, the blessed Musulgaaneen, I will say Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayha. And likewise, whatever I learn, inshallah, whatever we learn about this great personality, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, today, inshallah, we will act upon those things. We will take some beautiful words of wisdom from him. We will take some beautiful, lessons from his beautiful life. We will, inshallah, act upon whatever we learn, inshallah, and then we will pass the knowledge on to others as well. Subhanallah. Make these beautiful intentions. And inshallah, we say in English, the more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you do attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the very, 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 very great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Before we discuss Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, specifically, let us first learn about a Sahabi. I mean, who is a Sahabi? Who is that personality who is known as a Sahabi? Who is that personality who has been given the title of a Sahabi? Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully it is mentioned that a Sahabi is that person, that personality who has seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his physical eyes. And he had the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with Iman, he had the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he left the world in that state. Yes, there are many blind Sahaba ikram, right? But they have not seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they had the sohbat, the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Iman, and they left the world in the state of Iman. That personality is classified as a Sahabi Rasul. a companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what's the excellence, what's the fadilat, what's the maqam, the rank, the status of a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that once a person becomes a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even for a second, let's say in that 1 second he had the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with iman, then he left this world. So in that 1 second, his status, his rank, his maqam became so high that any ghaz, any qutub, any abdal, any wali, any qalandar, until the day of judgment, even if they perform ibadat their entire life they spend in sajda, still they will never ever ever reach the rank of that one sahabi who spent even 1 second in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he left this world. That's how high his maqam becomes. Right? So that's the rank and the level of a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Why? Because a sahabi has that quality which no wali, no ghaus, no kutub has. And what is that quality? That they had the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They observed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that opportunity, that beautiful moment, those beautiful time, that beautiful time is not given to any other personality, any other wali, any other ghaus, only to a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why automatically their rank becomes the highest amongst all the awliya, all the ghaus, all the aqtab, all the qalandars until the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. And obviously amongst the sahaba-i-kiram, yes, there are some sahaba-i-kiram who are given lots of excellence. Like obviously it is the unanimous decision, as we learned previously, of ulama ahl-sunnah, and it is the ijma of the sahaba-i-kiram as well, that the most excellent personality after the Anbiya alayhi wasalam is only the zaat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and after him is obviously Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after him Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after him Sayyidina Aliyul Mutabashir Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So ulama ikram have mentioned, you know, the beautiful status of the sahaba ikram, then the ranks of the sahaba ikram, as we mentioned previously, that these four khulafa'i rashidin have the highest rank, and then the other ashra'i mubashara, those 10 sahaba ikram who were given the glad tidings of Jannah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, namely Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Ubaida bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala, and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala. These 10 sahaba ikram were given the glad tidings of Jannah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. You know, all these sahaba ikram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are qat'i jannatis. Qat'i jannatis means definite jannatis. Means there is no doubt that they are jannatis. Right? But these 10 sahaba ikram were given the glad tidings by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So like these ulama ikram have mentioned the rank, the status of these sahaba ikram. Right? But, you know, if you have to speak, you know, bil umum, whilst considering all these sahaba ikram, then all these sahaba ikram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have a high rank, a high status, a high martaba, and all of them are definite jannatis. All of them are qat'i jannatis, and there is no doubt that they are definitely belonging, and they will definitely enter the jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is a brief introduction, I would say, of the sahaba ikram, of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let us just listen to a few beautiful points regarding Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is a brief introduction of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. His blessed name was Muawiyah, and his kunya, you can say his appellation, was Abu Abdul Rahman. Then his father was the son of Sakhr, son of Harb, son of Umayyah, son of Abd Shams, son of Abd Manaf. And his maternal lineage was Muawiyah, son of Hind, daughter of Utbah, son of Rabi'ah, son of Abd Shams, son of Abd Manaf. Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage met with Abd Manaf after 4 generations. So, whilst you're going up, whether it's paternally or maternally, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah's forefathers are also, you know, a few generations up, is the same forefather as the forefathers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, so Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is also the relative of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also the brother-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his blessed sister, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah also became the blessed brother-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, this is the beautiful introduction of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. We will be discussing more regarding this blessed personality, inshallah. Let us take a short break here and listen to some few beautiful pearls, inshallah. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will be discussing more about this great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, do you know that it is in the month of Rajab that we celebrate the urf of Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who passed away on the 22nd of Rajabul Murajab in the year 60 after Hijrah. SubhanAllah, this is the Sahabi Rasul which has great stature in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a true devotee of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as it is the case of the Sahaba of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated, Ashabi kan nujum fabi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. All my Sahaba, all my companions are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. Subhanallah. These are the words of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is applicable to Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Do we know that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also a scribe of the revelations that used to come down upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was the brother of Sayyida Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, mother of the believers. Subhanallah. He was hailed as the commander of the first Muslim navy. He was also the first king of the Muslims. Subhanallah. This is the station of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayhi wa sallam. Ya habibi ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Nuri min Nurillah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. We were discussing this beautiful personality of Islam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, who is one of the greatest Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Undoubtedly, we learned that he also has a relation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is the brother-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a very excellent sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are some very beautiful ahadith related to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. First of all, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, just being a sahabi, that much is enough to show his rank and his status. So as I mentioned in the beginning, that once a person becomes a sahabi, you know, even if he didn't perform any salah, as I mentioned, you know, he became a sahabi now, and he had the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he left this world. So he didn't perform any salah, he didn't give any zakat, he didn't go for hajj, he didn't do anything. He didn't do, you know, no ibadat. But in that second, his rank became so high, Allah. So that's enough. Once a person is a sahabi, or just him being a sahabi is enough for him to become a jannati. Subhanallah. But Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, what beautiful words my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Irbaz bin Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu very beautifully mentioned, and this is mentioned in Muslim Imam Ahmad, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma allim Muawiyah al-kitaba wal-hisaba waqiyil azab. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Oh Allah, teach Muawiyah knowledge of the book. Allahumma a'lim Muawiyah al-kitab. Teach Muawiyah the knowledge of the book and arithmetic, hisab, you can say, accounts. Teach Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah this, waqihil azab, and preserve him from the fire of Jahannam. Allah, Allah, waqeel Allah, save him from the fire, preserve him from the fire of hell. Allah, this is the dua of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the dua of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Hazrat says, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, ijabat ka sehra, inayat ka jora, dulhan ban ke nikli dua-e Muhammad. The dua of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it leaves the blessed lips of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the dua is immediately accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, won't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the dua of His beloved? His beloved is saying something, His beloved is asking for something, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not fulfill the dua? Not possible. My beloved makes a dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts and fulfills his dua, subhanAllah. So when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allahumma allim Muawiyat al-kitab, O Allah, teach Sayyidina Muawiyah the knowledge of the book and arithmetic, is there anyone who can doubt until Qiyamah that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala did not have the knowledge of the Holy Quran, or he did not have the knowledge, you know, whose dua or which dua was made by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No, no, by Allah, nobody can claim that, because the dua was made by the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then waqihi al-azab. May Allah preserve him from the fire of Jahannam, save him from the fire of Jahannam. Once my Nabi said that, Ya Allah, protect him from the fire of Jahannam. First of all, he is a sahabi, so he is a definite jannati. And then the words of my Nabi that, Ya Allah, protect him from the fire of Jahannam. Allah, 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 this is by Allah, it is a stamp that definitely Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu will never ever 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 enter Jahannam, alayyazu billah. He will always, and he will be definitely in the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautiful narration also that Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Abi Amira, subhanallah, he narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead in regards to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahumma ja'alhu hadiyan mahdiyan wahdi bihi. Oh Allah, make Muawiyah a rightly guided person. Allahumma ja'alhu hadiyan. Ya Allah, make him a hadi, a rightly guided person. He must be guided. Not only that, mahdiyan, who is a guide. Alright, so he must be a hadi. And he must be Mahdiyan, he must be a rightly guided person, and he must be the one who guides as well. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Hadiyan, the one who guides, and Mahdiyan, that the, you know, he himself is guided. Subhanallah, wahdi bihim, and grant guidance to people through him. Allah, Allah. What a beautiful dua of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make him as a guide, make him a guide, make him the one who is guided, and make him such that people gain guidance through Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, the dua of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When my Nabi mentioned that, Ya Allah, make Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah a guide, make him the one who is guided, and make people be guided through him and through his blessed personality, then until Qiyamah, nobody can claim that Ma'azallah, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah was misguided, or Ma'azallah, he was not in the straight path, or Ma'azallah, you know, whoever follows him is misguided, or Ma'azallah, he himself was not guided, he cannot guide us. Any of these claims are totally futile and absolutely absurd, because once my Nabi said, Ya Allah, make him a guide, make him guided, and guide people through him, subhanallah, then definitely until Qiyamah he will be a guide. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we are very proud to say that definitely we are the followers of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and inshallah, 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 he is our guide, and whilst walking behind him, inshallah, we will enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. A very famous title of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Katib-e-Wahi, and Katib-e-Wahi means the one who writes the Wahi. Because definitely my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to receive wahi, and wahi used to be revealed to him from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there were sahaba ikram who were selected, who were chosen to write wahi. Subhanallah, and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah was one of those sahaba ikram. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 13 scribes. 13 people who used to write One of those 13 was Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, Sayyidina Amir bin Suhaira, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Arqam, number 7, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab, number 8, Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais bin Shamas, number 9, Sayyidina Khalid bin Sa'id, number 10, Sayyidina Hanzala bin Rabi' al-Aslami, number 11, Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit, number 12, Sayyidina Shurhubayl bin Hasana, and number 13, Sayyidina Muawiyah, Amir Muawiyah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them. Meaning today's time, let's just, you know, try to understand this in a much better way. In today's time, we have accountants, okay? We have people who do bookkeeping, we have people who take care of our finance, of our accounts, you know, all of those kind of things. And obviously, every person chooses the most reliable person for his financial department. And because why financial department is a department where, you know, there's loss, there's profit, there's money, there's coming, there's going, there's those kind of things. And so we won't put a thief on that duty because we know he's going to steal all our money. So we'll choose the most reliable, the most trustworthy person, and, you know, we will keep him for that job. Now, without any example, the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is revealed, the wahi which is revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely it is something very, very important. So the person who is going to write down the wahi which is revealed to Sayyidina, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely that person has to be trustworthy, he has to be reliable, he has to have the close connection to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah was katibe wahi, means he used to write the wahi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then definitely that shows the amount of trust, the amount of, you know, bharosa, and the amount of a great connection which my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. If my Nabi had trust in Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, Allah, 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 by Allah, nobody can say until Qiyamah that ma'adallah Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah was a bad person or ma'adallah a faulty person, al-ayazu billah. No. He is that personality who had the trust of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he used to write the wahi of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, Sayyidina wa Mawlana, our master, our leader, the crown of our head. Subhanallah, this great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah, 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 Allah. A very, very, very beautiful narration is mentioned. And this is for those people who, al-ayazu billah, criticize and, you know, go against Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, or they try to target Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, they try to, you know, dishonor him, they try to insult him, they try to disgrace Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. This narration is for those people. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was asked that, who was more virtuous, who was more virtuous, who was more pious, who was more noble, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz or Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is not a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was a very just ruler of his time. He was a very great ruler of his time. So somebody asked Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, who was the student of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, that who was more pious, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz or Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Allah, 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 Allah. Sayyidina Ibn Mubarak, Abdullah bin Mubarak replied, and he said, the dust that entered the nose of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's horse, the dust which entered the nose of the horse of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu when he was fighting under the leadership of Allah's Messenger, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that dust is more virtuous than the likes of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the great personality, and this is the blessed status of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. One last narration I'm going to mention to you, and then we'll take a very beautiful break for our package. Qazi Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he is that personality who has written the book known as Ash-Shifa bi Ta'rif Huquq al-Mustafa. There is a commentary of this book known as Naseem al-Riyaz. Allama Shahabuddin al-Khafaji rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes that the person who blemishes Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, the one who insults Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, the one who goes against Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, فَهُوَ كَلْبٌ مِنْ كِلَابِ الْحَاوِيَةِ, then he is a dog from amongst the dogs of Jahannam, he is a dog from amongst the dogs of hell. Allah, 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 Allah. So much excellence of this great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if we have to discuss the detail of this blessed Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah, our time will come to an end. But the excellence and the greatness of this Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not come to an end. So before you open your mouth, you must think. First of all, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is Sahabi. Then he is the brother-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is also the relative of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the trustee of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the scribe of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many excellences, and you want to open your disgusting, filthy mouth against this personality? Then there are warnings for you. The one who opens his mouth, the one who insults Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, فَهُوَ كَلْبٌ مِّنْ كِلَابِ الْحَاوِيَةِ, he is a dog from the dogs of Jahannam. And definitely he is a dog, because he is insulting the companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyone who insults any companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah, by Allah, by Allah, that person cannot be one of us. That person has no relation, no attachment, no connection to us, because we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We love all the prophets, we love all the Sahaba Ikram, we love all the members of the Ahlul Bayt, we love all the Awliya Allah, we love all Ulama Ahlul Sunnah. Yes, if somebody starts targeting any Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he can claim to be a big person. He can claim to be a respected person. He can claim to be a knowledgeable person. But by Allah, that person has no connection, no attachment, no relation to us, because we are related to all the Ashab of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let us take a short break now, inshallah, and listen to some few beautiful words. And as soon as we return, we will discuss more on this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rajab is the name of a river in paradise. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, in paradise there is a river which name is Rajab, whose water is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Whoever performs one fast of Rajab, Allah azza wa jalla will make him drink from the water of this river. A Tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Abu Qilaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, there is a palace in paradise for those who fast in Rajab. The noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the fast of the first day of Rajab is atonement for 3 years, and the fast of second day of Rajab is atonement for 2 years, and the fast of the third day of Rajab is atonement for 1 year. And the fast of each remaining day is atonement for 1 month. Here, what is mean by atonement for sins is that these fasts are the means of minor sins being forgiven. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to offer fast in this month, and Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاته وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد إجمعين الله. Very briefly, or very briefly, I would say I will discuss some excellences of the Sahaba Ikram, of the Ashab of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, because we were discussing this blessed personality Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah رضي الله تعالى عنه. So I want to just emphasize more on the rank of a Sahabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Surah 57, ayat number 10, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَكُلَّنْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَىٰ. And to all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Al-Husna, and Al-Husna means Jannah. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the reward of paradise, the reward of Jannah to all of them. All of them, all these Sahaba Ikram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala has promised them Jannah. Likewise, very beautifully, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the 9th surah, the 100th ayat, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them And they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them He has prepared gardens under which rivers flow. They remain therein forever. This is the great success. Very clear, Allah ta'ala says. Allah ta'ala is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has prepared jannat for them and they will remain in there. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Forever they will remain in there. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is a great success. This is a very, 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 very big success. Subhanallah. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala mentions, there are many, many ayat regarding these Sahaba ikram. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. All of these ayat are regarding the blessed Ashab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But I want to mention a very beautiful hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this hadith, I would say, is the full stop to everything. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تسبوا أصحابي. Don't swear my Sahaba ikram. Clearly, and this hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, in Muslim Sharif, and in Mishkat Sharif, page number 553. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تسبوا أصحابي. Don't swear my Sahaba ikram. فلو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا. For indeed, if even one of you, was to spend gold equivalent to Mount Uhud. How big is Mount Uhud? Allah Allah. Very, 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 very big. And kilometers. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if even one of you were to spend gold equivalent to Mount Uhud, مَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفَهُ, it will not reach even half a bushel, you can say, means mud. Mud was a weight, right, which was used in that specific time. It's approximately more than, you know, 1.25 kilos or 1.5 kilos, around there, right? That, so my Nabi Sassam says, if somebody spends gold equivalent to Mount Uhud, ma balagha mudda ahadihim wala nasifahu, it will not reach even one mud of one Sahaba ikram, leave one mud, even half. You can say maybe half a fistful of what my Sahabi spends in the path of Allah, your entire mountain of gold will not be equivalent to that which my Sahabi spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith is enough to you know, close the discussion. Leave all the other hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized and said, don't say my Ashab, don't say get about my Ashab, don't insult my Sahaba ikram. But here very clearly it's mentioned, don't swear. Even if you have to spend all the gold equivalent to Mount Uhud, my Sahabi spends little in the path of Allah. All that gold is not equivalent even to that little which my Sahabi spends in the path of Allah. If your spending is not equal to the spending of the Sahaba ikram, how can you ever claim that your actions, your status, your rank, your martaba, or you are ever equal to the rank of a Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? By Allah, we are not even equal to the dust, as was mentioned before. The dust in the nose of the horse, I would say we are not even equal to the dust which were under the blessed hooves of the horses of the Sahaba ikram. Because we are nothing. They are the crown of our heads, they are our masters, they are our leaders. They had the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were trained by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had the tarbiyat, the understanding of deen directly from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had the best teacher and they were the best students of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are the followers of Sahaba ikram, and on the Sahaba ikram, our eyes are blindfolded. We will follow the Sahaba ikram. Whatever the Sahaba ikram did, whatever the actions were, whatever, you know, matters were amongst the Sahaba ikram, this was amongst the Sahaba ikram. No person, no individual, no so-and-so pizza, no so-and-so great personality, no so-and-so mulana has the right to open his mouth or to speak against the Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the matter comes to a Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to keep our mouth closed. The only thing we are going to speak is the praise and the excellence of the Ashab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time we will always claim and we will chant the slogan, Har Sahabi Nabi Jannati Jannati. Every Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a definite, a qat'i jannati. He's a definite jannati and he will definitely enter the jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our beautiful slogan, and this beautiful slogan was given to us by Subhanallah, Subhanallah, His Eminence, Peer Tariqat, Sheikh Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Fiyuzuhum, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant him a healthy long life. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant him the life, a long life, so we may continue plucking the fruits of beneficence from his great personality. Subhanallah, he has given us the slogan that Har Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati, and the slogan is Alhamdulillah on many, many people's tongues around the globe. Alhamdulillah, we are, you know, he is our muhsin, he has done an ihsan upon us, he has done a favor upon us by showing us and telling us and giving us this beautiful slogan. So we may chant it and tell everybody that listen, our aqeedah is Har Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati. If someone is a Sahabi, then we are not going to look, you know, we are not going to go in any detail. We're not going to do any sort of questions or answers or tahqeeq or anything. If he is a Sahabi, he is a Jannati. If he is a Sahabi, he is a Jannati. If he is a Sahabi, he is a definite Jannati. This is our belief, and this is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Every person watching this show, every person listening to this, every person understanding this, needs to keep this in mind. Keep this teaching, this aqeedah, this belief in your heart, in your mind, and teach this to your children, to your relatives, and everyone around you, especially in today's times, that every Sahabi of mine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a definite Jannati, and this is our aqeedah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Unfortunately, we have come towards the end of today's beautiful tulsil, and I was enjoying myself discussing this topic today. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always have the adab and the respect towards the Sahaba Ikram, the members of the Ahl Bayt. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart. This love is the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you will lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Till we meet again, be happy, stay positive, be positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.